เกตุชิติยัง
读经呢非常之丰富，好多信息。其中三点嘅，第一点咧，加拿大人书个概念就系因信成义，或者基督教译作因信称义。圣保禄咧就见到当时嘅基督徒咧，仲系好跟住犹太人嗰种嘅习惯，摆个。遵守法律呢成为他们很重要的一部分。但是圣保禄说我们已经另一世，无论你是教友，无论你是犹太人或者是罗马人或者是希腊人，我们大家我们的救恩不是来自遵守梅瑟的法律，我们跟着耶稣基督的步，所以因信诚义我们跟着耶稣基督，这是我们的救恩。不是因为你法律书上要遵守什么什么什么，因为犹太人他习惯了，因为他以前没有基督嘛，所以他在法律里面那些条文是帮他们做好天主的圣义。但是今天你已经耶稣降生呢，已经将这个新的信息呢，耶稣 的模式呢带给我们，你跟着耶稣那种的信念，背负每个人的十字架个信念，因着耶稣基督的苦难使到我们更新，这个信念我们救恩的开始。这个是保禄，因为保禄都说过伯多禄的嘛，他伯多来到见到有很多在犹太人 的信友来到，他就不敢跟外教人接触嘛，之前他很自由的，所以圣保禄就提醒他，你不可以这样，你不要怕着那些 来自耶路撒冷的基督徒呢就反对你，他们要学习，因为他们不惯嘛，他们惯了用梅瑟的法律去为标准的嘛，他不要紧的，你要跨越了。圣保禄呢，因为他是外国人的宗徒，所以他提升伯多禄，甚至是斥责他，那这个是好的教导。那第二点呢，耶稣在福音里面讲，不随同我的就是反对我，即是你不是跟我行呢，你就不是跟着我的精神，一个人可以侍奉两个主人嘛，你不是跟着基督的精神，你就是跟着世界的精神，这个不是主的圣意。那似乎好像说你不做主的门徒呢，就好像就是反对耶稣，那是不是耶稣这么要求，这么一定要是我门徒才是得救的门路呢？那似乎另外一次呢，啲門徒咧就話俾耶穌知，有一個人因你嘅名去驅魔，佢唔係我哋人嚟嘅，唔係自己人嘅，佢唔知邊個，佢知道耶穌個名啫，用耶穌門驅魔。咁耶穌話：咁話俾耶穌知啊，告狀啊，佢唔係自己嚇，佢唔係我哋人嚟噶嘛，得唔得啊？唔可以咁嘅喎，咁耶穌就話俾啲門徒知，邊個唔係反對我嘅咧，就同我一齊。他用耶稣的名字去驱魔，那就跟我一起咯。虽然他还未是基督徒，或者还未是跟着我一起，但已经是跟耶稣一起，不是一定。所以我觉得现在这个概念呢，是不是一定在天主教里面你才跟耶稣呢？那我是圣公会，我是路德会，我是中国基督教会，是不是不跟耶稣呢？如果这个概念来成立的话呢，大家都是跟随主的， 虽佢都系因主之名而受洗噶嘛，虽然佢唔系同我哋咁样嘅规范里边啫，等于耶稣当时啊，佢唔系喺我哋个圈子噶，佢喺出边噶，但已经耶稣个名，边个唔系反对我嘅，已经同我一齐，呢个系好靓嘅一个比喻。第三点咧，佢讲呢个人啊身上被驱魔之后咧，七个更劲嘅魔鬼咧入去佢身，即系可以睇到咧，天主帮一个人救你于呢个邪恶里边，但你自己唔小心嘅话咧，魔鬼仲hold住你嘅。唔好话我耶稣驱咗你一次魔鬼，魔鬼就系放你一马。换一个话嚟讲，魔鬼唔会放人一马嘅，佢尽量拉到人嘅。所以呢点咧，我哋更加要恒心，唔好谂住我得啦，冇问题啦。当你少少讲得冇问题咧，你就松弛，松弛。七个魔鬼可以入翻去你嗰边，而嘅警方比以前更加厉害，所以呢点咧唔可以掉以轻心，我要时时要谨记，要因为认真，一点点嘅骄傲就已经让我哋崩溃。So there's only one concept, at least Jesus says, those are not against, those are not following me, is against me. So we have, that means to say, when you follow Jesus, you have to follow the footstep. But once the disciples was telling Jesus, there's another man, not from the group,cast away the evil spirit in the name of Jesus. So they complained to Jesus, why dead man do this? He's not our man. But Jesus said, those are not against me is with me. Although they do not have the full name in the community, but they live the spirit of Jesus in his name, cast away the devil.He is not against me, so he is part of me. So if you can see, Jesus wants all people follow his spirit. That's important. Look at now today, you are a Lutheran or Methodist. They spread the gospel in the name of Jesus. They're not against Jesus. They're with Jesus. So we have to understand Jesus.Understanding the definition of his church is quite broad, not just we strictly Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church. Yes, full salvation is there, but still there are people not yet, but we have to work hard. So we have to pray for Christian unity. You know, that's very important that we have to pray for this.